Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president, and afterwards he addressed the crowd gathered on the west side of the Capitol building.
From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. America first.
Mr. Trump vowed to restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. unemployment. He touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, saying that America would seek friendship with the world. Protesters disrupted President Trump's inauguration, smashing storefronts, burning cars and other vehicles, blocking security checkpoints, and leaving a trail of damage. Washington police say they arrested at least 217 people during the day. There were anti-Trump demonstrations elsewhere in the U.S. and around the world on Friday. Steve Hart is vice chair of Britain's Stand Up to Racism organization.
Outside the American embassy, we're meant to have a special relationship with America. We're saying the British people are standing for our values, democratic values, decent values, anti-racism, anti-misogyny, and anti the kind of billionaire vision of Donald Trump.
Similar sentiments were expressed by anti-Trump demonstrators in Italy, the West Bank, Tokyo, and other areas. And as for former President Barack Obama, that is, and his family, they were leaving Washington on a vacation to California. Mr. Obama told reporters the change in power at the White House can be compared to a grammatical punctuation. It is a comma, not a period. This is VOA News. Defeated Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has agreed to relinquish power and leave the country. That, according to incoming President Adama Barrow. Jammeh's decision came after Guinean President Alpha Conde and Mauritania's President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz arrived together in Banjul to convince him to cede power and leave the country or face military action. VOA's Laditza Hope pulls together the events of the past couple of days.
Barrow's victory in the December 1 election signaled an end to more than two decades of Jammeh's rule. Unable to be sworn in at home, the president-elect was inaugurated Thursday at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal.
Long live the United People of the Gambia. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you.
After first accepting defeat, Jammeh later claimed the election was rigged with help from abroad, and he refused to relinquish power. Barrow asked for support from the United Nations and the country's West African neighbors. The UN Security Council on Thursday passed a resolution backing his election and his request for help. Senegalese troops entered Gambia shortly after the Security Council vote Thursday to remove Jammeh by force if necessary. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
A U.S. defense official told VOA an American airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military camp in Syria. The order came from outgoing President Barack Obama in the last major military attack against the terror group that he's ordered. The camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for a basic military training location. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. Workers dug for many hours through deep snow and debris in their search for 30 missing people, including four children, staying at the luxury mountain resort. Cheers as some of those people were found. The avalanche that hit that hotel in the town of Farandole likely was triggered by a series of strong earthquakes. An investigation into the tragedy has been opened by the court, some saying the emergency response was too slow. And Iranian rescuers continue to try to reach about 20 firefighters buried in the rubble of Tehran high-rise building that collapsed. Fire broke out in the 17-story building, quickly engulfing the 50-year-old complex, which housed hundreds of garment and clothing workshops. It collapsed 3 hours later. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.